So it's Thursday afternoon. The sun has come out.
Yeah, the sun's finally come out. Thank goodness for that.
Some stuff happened this morning, didn't it?
Some stuff did happen this morning.
What's been going on?
Well, to be honest, we're still a little bit unclear. Hello, Linda. Lovely to see you. I'll come and have a word in a minute. So yeah, we're a little bit unclear because we still had no word back from one of the actions, but there's been three actions take place this morning at small airports around London in the southeast. So one was at Biggin Hill, which we've got the clearest reports from. So they locked on to the passenger terminal, the main gate, and it was very effective protest. They were there for nearly 4 hours. There's been 10 arrests. And I think we had reports of lines of 4x4s with very angry rich people being turned away from the airport this morning.
Because it's a private airport, isn't it?
It's just private jets. There's nobody, no, it's not ordinary holiday makers by any means. It's just super rich, morally bankrupt people who don't give a toss about the impact that their choices have on the climate.
So then you're talking about, I don't know, you're just talking like sort of just a few people in a plane, I guess.
Oh, very few people, very few people. Most of the people who were delayed this morning would be people that were going to get into an aeroplane, just them and one friend. You know, most private jet journeys are two people, yeah? That's the average number of people travelling in a private jet. And they're almost always to destinations of under 500 kilometres, so easily reachable by rail. And according to the Aviation Environment Federation, travelling by private jet is 50 times as damaging in terms of its climate impact as travelling by train, making the same journey by train. So, you know, what are these people doing? It's absolutely grotesque.
So, for people who are not as clued up on the sort of aviation link with climate change, could you say very briefly, because I'm sure we could say a lot about it,
yeah,
why is aviation like probably the most damaging thing, from as I understand it, in terms of climate change that you could do?
Well, there are lots of reasons why it's worth focusing on as a campaign issue in terms of climate change. But, you know, from an individual point of view, in terms of your own personal carbon footprint, there is literally nothing that you can do that is more damaging. Because in people's ordinary lives, you know, lots of the different things which they do, which we all do, generate carbon emissions, right? We all know this. But traveling on an aeroplane emits tons of carbon into the upper atmosphere, exactly where we don't want it. And it's accompanied by other kinds of emissions like nitrous oxide and contrails as well, which make the whole combined impact of the emissions from air travel at least twice as bad as the CO2 on its own. So, you know, in a single day by flying to Australia, you know, say you go to Australia for the weekend, which people, many people do, they've emitted more in that journey than the entire safe amount that one can emit in a whole year, yeah? And there just isn't any, there's no other way for an individual to go and emit that much greenhouse gas in one go in that way. You know, short of starting a forest fire, you know, that could probably do it, yeah? If you went and set fire to some virgin rainforest or something.
There's not a lot of people that do that though, is there?
Nobody does that, whereas there are hundreds of thousands of people taking flights every day. So, you know, from an individual point of view, aviation is incredibly important. But it's also very important, you know, from in the big picture, from a policy point of view, because unlike most other things, there is no alternative technology. And so aviation, what we do about aviation, you know, it's an intractable problem, right? There's no way to fix aeroplanes so that they don't cause absolutely jaw-dropping amounts of climate change every time you fly in one, right? If you ask science, if you ask airlines about aeroplanes, they tell you fuel efficiency gains, you know, we're going to have 50% cuts within 10 years. It's all rubbish. If you ask scientists and engineers about the same, you know, the same questions, you know, what kind of technological advances do we need to make air travel safe in terms of climate impact? And they shrug and they say, you know, the kind of technological advances that we would need to actually enable us to be traveling around in airplanes in the way that we do now safely in terms of climate change. Those technological advances are decades away, if they exist at all, which means that there is no solution to air travel in the timescale that we need. There is no solution except to massively cut the number of flights that we take. And obviously it's a very difficult and unwelcome message for most people, but you know, that's what the science is telling us. And so, unlike everything else where, you know, there are alternative technologies that we can turn to give us the same kind of thing which we're getting for other aspects of our modern way of life, there is nothing like that for air travel. Traveling at high speeds between continents, you know, over very long distances, is something which is going to be consigned to the past. And it's just a question of when people realise that, whether they realise it in time, or whether they realise it too late. Yeah, there's, you know, what the science is telling us is that in the UK, where we love to fly, you know, we one in five of all international flights is to or from a UK airport. And apart from the Americans, people in the UK fly more than any other nationality. And here, sometime after 2030, you know, sometime in the mid-2030s, if we are actually meeting our targets in the rest of our, in rest of the sectors, I'm meeting our emissions reduction targets in the rest of our sectors, but we allow aviation to continue to grow in the way in which the UK government plans, it's going to take up more than 100% of our national carbon budget, right? So we're not going to be able to power a hospital, you know, light a school, nothing.
So forget about buying your organic veg and, you know, cycling to work.
I definitely wouldn't say that.
If you continue to fly, then those sort of things become in some way irrelevant.
Yes. The most significant choice that you can make as an individual that is going to help climate change is to stop flying, yeah, or to drastically cut down.
If they look the other way deliberately.
Cool.
That's great.
Nice one.